they calve hopefully once a year, every 12 months, 9 month gestation.
Mark Rohr is a lanky, soft-spoken man with a bachelor's degree in philosophy. He's also a Minnesota dairy farmer who's spent his life on the land. It's been a tough year in the dairy business. Milk prices bottomed out a few months ago, dropping from $16 for each 100 pounds to around $10. Rohr sees the issue personally and philosophically, complaining that the low prices are forcing small farmers to lose their businesses to large agricultural corporations.
I strongly believe that we are in the midst of a hostile takeover, and I don't think that bodes well for family farming, for rural America, and ultimately for big city America.
Angry about the drop in milk prices and worried about the future of his farm, Mark Rohr recently decided to do something about it. With his I Farm, Therefore I Am cap on his head, Rohr headed down to the Capitol steps with a barrel of milk and did what his parents and many others did back in the 60s. He dumped it on the street in protest.
I firmly believe that we are called to take a serious stance on this moral issue. And a poll says, do what
Rohr's lone protest made the evening news, and all the regional papers carried his photograph, a man standing alone with a steady stream of white spilling by his side. But even with the publicity, Rohr says his protest turned few heads.
It's been pretty quiet. Part of the reason I spilled this milk is because I kind of wanted to know that. What the people's feelings were, what their emotional level on this was. And I don't know if everybody's so busy or if they're so apathetic.
It may be both, and a bit more. Farmer Brad Rock says bitter memories of 60s protests still linger for some farmers. Rock is the Upper Midwest Regional Director for the NFO, the National Farmers Organization. Though other farm groups were active in the 60s, the NFO was a strong organizer for Upper Midwest dairy farmers and sponsored nationwide milk dumping protests in the 60s.
It was a pretty wild time because there were a lot of members that dumped. There were a lot of non-members that dumped their milk at that time. But along with that, there were a lot of friends and family members of people that didn't dump and didn't feel that that was the right thing to do.
Whether the memories are bitter depends on who you talk to.
People that got the sour memory are the ones that didn't help.
There's no question in my mind that I'd do it again. No question whatsoever.
Like I said, I wouldn't have retired dairy farmers Elmer Arsenault, Leroy Hessian, and Elmer Kettler are just a few of the farmers in 25 states who dumped their milk, refusing to sell it for 2 weeks in March 1967.
I down the hill. I had a bunch of hogs, and they never had it that good.
I went the full 2 weeks.
Elmer Arsenault may be retired, but he's still active in the NFO. He's disappointed by the organization's lack of support of Mark Rohr's recent milk dumping protest.
I think the National Farmers, even since I'm a member, I think it's the best organization that there ever was. But National Farmer, as far as I'm concerned, our national leaders were sleeping. Why weren't they out there backing him up and trying to get more farmers to do that? That we had a bulk tank full of milk out on that, down on that Capitol every day of the week. When that milk took that $6 drop, we should have had a bulk tank full of milk down there.
The NFO's Brad Rock says he supports Rohr's decision to dump milk. He calls it courageous. Still, the NFO's view on protest has changed. Rock says the organization wants members to change the pricing system from within, rather than with activist protests. Instead of dumping milk, NFO policy is now to give it away to hungry children overseas.
When you can take product out of our country and move it somewhere else, what you're doing is you're eliminating what is a supposed surplus.
Rock says the NFO is still a farmer's advocacy group, but one that acts more like a union. He says the NFO's strength now lies in tactics like collective bargaining.
A farmer one-on-one has a hard time being an equal unless he can join forces with other farmers. And that's what we do, is that we join individual farmers together into a bargaining block and go to the marketplace with blocks of production.
Retired farmers Kettler, Arsenault, and Hessian seem to believe in the new direction the NFO is taking, but they also know the dairy farmers' plight won't improve unless the NFO can recruit an active and large base of members. Collective bargaining, after all, needs a critical mass in order to be effective. Philosopher, farmer, and lone protester Mark Rohr agrees farmers need to work together to survive.
The solution, I have it. I know what it is. You know, it's not that hard. This country boy with a major in philosophy has got it figured out, and a lot of other people without a major in philosophy have it figured out. And it is people working together with other people.
Whatever the NFO policy, Rohr, who's a card-carrying member, says he'll continue to protest in his own way and do what he can to save his own farm and help others save theirs. In Collegeville, I'm Marisa Helms, Minnesota Public Radio.